I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Council recommended limiting active TO on Lakeshore Boulevard West this summer during a recent meeting. Councillors say the return of live events and pre-pandemic vehicle traffic along the roads will make it difficult to accommodate long closures for active TO every weekend. Active TO was established during the COVID-19 pandemic to allow cyclists and pedestrians to enjoy the roads along the waterfront without any cars permitted. A recent report from the city says decreased traffic during the pandemic allowed closures at major roadways, but it is becoming unsustainable with the removal of most in-person restrictions. Barbara Gray, General Manager of Transportation Services, answered questions from city councillors regarding the longevity of active TO on the lakeshore.
We've just been looking, we've really been poring over the events calendar because there are events that, you know, we had anticipated from last year that would come back again, but we really did not know since we only really had about 15 events last year in total. So this year, we are looking to see where we have space in the events calendar where we're not having significant impacts along the waterfront. And it's not just the permitted events. We have about 95 permitted events with about 10 of them that are going to have impacts on the waterfront. And then there are and I'm talking large-scale events like Honda Indian, the Caribbean Carnival, the CNE, and then we also have a number of private venue events as well. So I think we are looking to see where we could fit in some additional active TO closures. I think one of the things in looking back to what we would have done differently this year is to give people a little more lead time. But really, it's because this is a very unusual year where normally we know previous years what the events are going to be the following year. They're typically about the same, but this year we just didn't know. So we've been building the events calendar as we've been going along. And I think that's why it was a little bit more difficult to give people advance notice. So I would anticipate we could probably do another one, given the events calendar, but we are paying very careful attention to where we have that space.
Based on data from May 23rd and May 29th, Gray said that cyclists and pedestrians during the active TO closures this year are significantly less than last year, and that the program's reduction would help give event organizers more notice in scheduling.
In terms of the number of events that happen within a very small geography, quite frankly. And so the ability to be able to add in a closure, the events calendar is pretty much saturated. And I think also the comparison between the last 2 years when there were either no events or very, very few events has really, left people somewhat scrambling. I also think that there is multiple events that compete for people's attention. And so we haven't necessarily talked about the volumes of people who have been using these active TO corridor. On the 23rd, we have numbers from May 23rd. We had about 17,000 cyclists and about 4,000 pedestrians on May 23rd, which is certainly more than when we didn't have the closure, but it is about half of what we saw last year.
Etobicoke City Councillor Stephen Holliday said that while he advocates for public transportation, it is not always possible for all individuals and families. He said having the lakeshore open would help reconnect residents in the Greater Toronto Area with the downtown core.
I recognize the politics in this, and I understand there are people that advocate for active transportation and different environmental perspectives on moving around in this city, and you know that's a big public debate, but my approach is really practical. Like, if you don't feel connected to the inner core of the city, you don't share the identity as Toronto. You don't have that drive to go to a really nice restaurant or a show or something on a Friday night if it's just too hard to get there. You go the other way. You go to Mississauga, you go up to Vaughan, and you know that's the identity. That's the way you think about the city. That's a shame. But you know, here we have a little bit of temperament in the report. I think there's recognition that we just can't sustain active TO, and you know, gosh, it was an interesting run through the COVID pandemic, and it was good to see people having fun. But I just think we have to be careful going forward. We don't want to sever parts of the city because then we lose ourselves as Toronto. So I'll continue to act to advocate for access of my constituents into the city core. You know, whether it's for leisure or to see family or to get to vital services like hospitals or schools or universities or that type of thing. You know, look, I'm an active public transportation user, but not everybody is. Not everybody can. It's not always the suitable way for every circumstance. So I'll just ask, you know, the council be considerate of all the various parts of the city and the way that we need to connect to each other. And, you know, it's impossible to have it all the time.
Toronto Mayor John Tory said that he remains supportive of active TO, but that there should be a balance in its approach. Maintaining its schedule this year, like it was at the height of COVID-19, is not possible, Tory says.
We didn't perhaps anticipate how strongly the events would come back to life. Last year in this precinct, we had one. In 2021, we had one street permitted event in this area. This year, we have 250. So there's a big difference. And I guess I'd love to sit here, and I guess I'm always amazed because I try to be sort of non-ideological, maybe to a fault, I don't know. I try to be pragmatic and practical and sort of find that ground where we can achieve the best of all worlds. And the intolerance of the notion you'd even look at this and sort of say, well, maybe we can't have a program quite as robust as last year's or the year before, but we're still continuing with it. The intolerance of that you see on social media and even in some, some of the journalist comments is staggering to me. Because the responsibility I think we all have here, this is my view and not shared, I guess, by everybody, and I do commend Councillor Perks, and I will vote for his motion. It's a very reasonable thing to take a look, this far ahead and do a better job planning and do a better job giving notice, but also do it in concert with the other elements of the Western Waterfront Plan. But the notion that we could just have it exactly the same as it was before in dramatically changed circumstances was just not balanced or practical. But we still have the program. Bayview has been closed every week to cycle and pedestrian traffic. We did last year try Allen Road, and I think there's still talk of doing it again. Councillor Cole would like that. We did Black Creek Drive last year. It's not all about the one place. But I would just make a note of the fact that there was a broad range of people who expressed some concern about this, and I got some of their emails, but I'm not going to bother to go through them. There's no time. But we heard from, for example, the East Mimico or Mimico BIA, which said it was hurting business. We've heard from the residents of Humber Bay Shores, who, as Councillor Grimes described to us, felt themselves, penned in when we had the program going on Lakeshore West. We've heard from people in the Stadium Road area who said the same thing. They feel themselves penned into their neighborhood. We have the clubs that Councillor Perks made reference to that can't do business on these weekends. There are many, many people who have had a concern about this, not because they're against the program, not because they probably didn't themselves last year when there was nothing else going on go down and enjoy the lakeshore, but because with circumstances having changed so dramatically in the city, it was also necessary that our professional public service look at what was practical.
Supporters of Active TO have gone onto social media to express their displeasure with its reduced route along the lakeshore. Many say that City Council is intentionally making the city less accessible with more cars on the roads. A large source of criticism draws from Toronto Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro. Shapiro wrote to Tory, Gray, and the city clerk asking them to not vote in favor of extending active TO. In the letter, he writes that the weekend closures limit the ability of fans to get to the Rogers Centre for games due to uncertain delays and traffic. This includes commuters from outside the downtown core that do not have access to public transportation, Shapiro writes. Opposition to Shapiro includes Bike Share TO, a group dedicated to making the city more bike-friendly, for several home games for the Blue Jays this month. Bike Share TO is organizing meetups to encourage attendees to bike to the Rogers Center collectively, according to their Twitter account. Advocates for safer roads for cyclists, including injury lawyer David Shelnut, writes on Twitter that the closures allowed cyclists and pedestrians to feel a lot safer in the city, especially during the rush of the weekends. While areas of active TO, like Bayview Avenue and Black Creek Drive, remain open, Lakeshore was arguably the most popular destination. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.